Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Crime, murder, passion, escape. At the turn of the 20th century, the lurid details of a legendary prison escape in Pittsburgh became headline news across the nation. Brothers Jack and Ed Biddle arrived in Pittsburgh in 1901 and quickly began a life of crime. Good-looking and charming, the younger Ed and less charismatic Jack went on a robbery spree across the city using chloroform to knock out their victims. In April 1901, the brothers robbed and murdered a Mount Washington grocer, but they were soon apprehended, tried, and sentenced to death. While awaiting their fate in the Allegheny County Jail, the Biddle brothers received frequent visits from the prison warden's wife, Kate Soffel. The brothers eventually convinced Mrs. Soffel that they were wrongfully convicted and deserved to be free. And on January 30th, 1902, the Biddle brothers sneaked past the quarters where her warden husband and four children slept and escaped from the county jail. After stopping at a hotel on a snow-covered road, the Biddle boys and Mrs. Soffel were discovered by Detective Buck McGovern and a sheriff's posse near Butler. Gunfire ensued, and when the smoke cleared, both Ed and Jack Biddle were found to be mortally wounded. Kate had begged Ed to end her life by shooting her, but she survived the bullet wound to her breast. The prison escape and story had made headlines across the nation in 1902, and more than 80 years later served as the basis for the Hollywood movie Mrs. Soffel. The Biddle escape sleigh used in the historic slow speed chase can today be found in the collections of the Heinz History Center.